I wasn't left alone with the neighbors anymore. My parents didn't trust anyone. Things got dangerous. You'd see a lot of fights. I saw two women wrestling over a fur coat, tore it right down the middle. I saw one guy catch another guy trying to steal some stuff out of his car and beat his head in with a tire iron. A lot of it took place at night, scuffling and shouts. Every now and then you'd hear a gunshot, somebody crying. One time we heard someone moving outside the makeshift tent we draped over the minivan. Mom told me to put my head down and cover my ears. Dad went outside. Through my hands, I heard shouts. Dad's gun went off. Someone screamed. Dad came back in. His face was white. I never asked him what happened. The only time anyone ever came together was when one of the dead showed up. These were the ones who'd followed the third wave, coming alone or in small packs. It happened every couple of days. Someone would sound an alarm and everyone would rally to take them out. And then, as soon as it was over, we'd all turn on each other again. When it got cold enough to freeze the lake, when the last of the dead stopped showing up, a lot of people thought it was safe enough to try to walk home.
Walk? Not drive?
No more gas. They'd used it all up for cooking fuel or just to keep their car heaters running. Every day there'd be these groups of half-starved, ragged wretches all loaded down with all this useless stuff they'd brought with them, all with this look of desperate hope on their faces. Where do they think they're going? Dad would ask. Don't they know that it hasn't gotten cold enough farther south? Don't they know what's still waiting for them back there? He was convinced that if we just held out long enough, sooner or later things would get better. That was in October, when I still looked like a human being.
We come upon a collection of bones, too many to count. They lie in a pit, half covered in ice.
I was a pretty heavy kid. I never played sports. I lived on fast food and snacks. I was only a little bit thinner when we arrived in August. By November, I was like a skeleton. Mom and Dad didn't look much better. Dad's tummy was gone. Mom had these narrow cheekbones. They were fighting a lot, fighting about everything. That scared me more than anything. They'd never raised their voices at home. They were school teachers, progressives. Yeah, there'd been a tense, quiet dinner every now and then, but nothing like this. They went for each other every chance they had. One time around Thanksgiving, I couldn't get out of my sleeping bag. My belly was swollen and I had these sores on my mouth and nose. There was this smell coming from the neighbor's RV. They were cooking something, meat. It smelled really good. Mom and Dad were outside arguing. Mom said it was the only way. I didn't know what it was. She said it wasn't that bad because the neighbors, not us, had been the ones to actually do it. Dad said we weren't going to stoop to that level and that Mom should be ashamed of herself.